In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Bub Beer, the official beer of cheap fun.
Yeah, we know, yeah. Dusty. Thanks. Don't you have your own show? Thank you. Yeah. I'll continue to not listen to the three. Get out of here.
Up on this jog.
You want to ride this jog?
Hell, we have amateur blowing.
I wouldn't do little kids because that's, you know, I don't know.
You literally just blow the hell out of these hogs. I only have amateur blowing. My father-in-law's penis lit up a room wherever he went. Jason Sagan, my penis is very, very important.
I ate ass.
You're not running for president of Asia.
You can take your Halloween and shove it up your little kid ass.
How far up your ass is your head?
You freaking bitch!
They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets.
We'll execute the baby.
By the way, I saw the TMZ did a thing on that.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure a lot of people are like, what the hell is he talking about?
Everyone. That was in a the former president of the United States who's trying to be again tried to claim that immigrants are eating neighbors, cats and dogs.
Well, this,
oh my god!
So I
they're eating the dogs.
Ooh.
So I want to know what the actual story was, and it is that
it was an American woman with mental health issues.
There was a cat. So it was in Ohio. It wasn't in, I don't know, what did he say? Springfield or something?
It wasn't.
It was somewhere else. And this woman with a history of mental health issues did take someone's cat and eat it.
They're she eating the cat.
It. She killed the cat. She stomped
but
on it. And then
she
started.
Was a U.S. citizen.
Yes.
So that kind of...
And then in a shocker, they're like, oh, the immigrants are the worst people in the world. They're eating everyone's pets. They're from Haiti.
They're eating the pets.
Yeah, good times.
We'll execute the baby.
The pub beer fans, or the pub beer people must be so proud of that open.
Well, I think they should be, yes.
If you do it anymore, you're going to have problems.
Where's my pub beer hat?
What?
Nothing says cheap fun. I like that open.
Well, it's specifically why they signed up to be a sponsor of the club. Look,
you know
they
what,
get it.
You knew what you were getting yourselves into.
They understand.
You know what's happening. I had someone, I had literally a listener. Remember when we were invited out to the, I was invited out to the Elks Club?
Yeah.
By like the
did you go?
I never ended up going to that.
No way.
Yeah. I thought about it a couple of times, and it never quite worked out. I had the guy that invited me today sent me a photo of him buying a bunch of pub beer and was like a listener supporting a sponsor. And so that's a beautiful thing right there.
I was playing golf with a friend not too long ago, and he broke the news to me that he belongs to the Elks Club.
Yeah.
And boy, the picture he painted was quite good.
Really?
Yeah, because they have a pool. And he's got kids. I don't know, a couple kids or something. I'm not sure.
You're like, I don't know. He's a bunch of rat kids.
Anyway, he said it was like, I don't know, a couple hundred bucks for the whole year.
Yeah.
And you get access to the pool and there's a bar in there.
Okay.
And
so what you're saying is
he shot me a picture. It was a hot day. It was during the summer. And he shot me a picture later of him at the pool. I'm like, wow, that's, I might join the Elks.
So what you're saying is I need to circle back to this guy and be like, hey. You invite me back out to the Elks.
A pool changes things. A pool and a bar
Well, they do have a bar. I think the one by my house.
Yeah, they should have a bar.
I don't think they have a pool, but they have a bowling alley and they have a bar. And I've been told that they serve stiff, hard drinks.
Yeah, I don't care about the bowling alley, but if you have a pool and a bar, you probably have me.
Well, I think I would be more inclined to go to the Elks if it was, what would you say, like the officers, if they would rename them. Because I find it, I got to pull this up because I want to make sure. Yeah. So Annie Neal is the lady that runs my Elks Club, that if I would go to one. And when you pull up the photo, she's wearing like a full-on like King Joffy sort of necklace, big medallion thing. And she's called the Exalted Ruler. And then the second in command is the Esteemed Leading Knight. And then there's a Lecturing Knight. And then there's an Esquire. There's an Inner Guard. And I'm not going to lie,
I think those are just fun things to call each other when you're drunk.
It seems like a cult. It seems like a cult. So what happens is, you're like, oh yeah, I think this is how you end up in Scientology, or like in one of those Heaven Gates cults. They're like, hey, they got a pool, they got a bar, there's bowling, it's cheap, you're hanging out, everything's cool. Next thing you know, you got to sleep with someone, or more importantly, someone's trying to sleep with like someone that you're sleeping with, and you're like, hey, that's not cool, but you're like, hey, it's cheap drinks, and it's the Exalted Ruler, and now that's just what happens. It always starts off fine. And it always turns into something weird, and now I'm, you know, and I'm not with Annie, the Exalted Ruler. I'm with the Esteemed Leading Knight. Me and Steven are having to do weird stuff. I'm wearing bird masks, and I'll tell you what, I got to get really drunk for that. It kind of, the Exalted Ruler thing kind of weirds me out a little bit, scares me.
Well, I think you should go for the sake of the show.
Yeah.
Report back.
He did rant. It's been a bit, but he did send me a message today. He bought the pub beer and the pub beer cerveza, so I believe the door is open again. Plus, we're getting into the winter, and what else am I supposed to do in the winter on my weekends? I'm not going to be outside, right? Just head to the Elks and start drinking.
They got football there, too?
I would assume so, right?
A couple TVs?
Probably.
Yeah,
I mean, I've never been.
You're not much of a country club guy, are you?
Nah. My buddy
you're better served in the Elks.
And I go by there from time to time and drink. But, you know, I'm the outsider of that group. It's easy to tell who doesn't belong.
They don't like your tattoos.
I do get that one a lot. Like, hey, how come you don't join? And I'm like, have you seen the cost? I'm like, I'm just here to drink. to get all the benefits.
Why should I join? I use it.
Yeah, it's great. I found that country club living for me, it's a lot like a boat. I don't want to own one. I just have friends that own one, and it works out. I got like two of my closest friends both belong to that club. I'm in that club all the time. I think some people actually think I'm a member, and then they're a little bit shocked when they, wait, you're not a member? No.
Well, now the YouTube chat is telling us that the Elks have a lot of TVs, and they have slot machines.
What?
And, and they also have a private campground in Canby on the Malala River that is for Elks members only.
Wow.
Yeah, but that's...
Things are looking up
on the Malala. The one, like, if I go to the
this
one,
this is just someone local saying that, you know, if you're a local Elks, you can go use that campground that's just for them.
Yeah, the Protective Order of Elks.
But
yeah.
Slot machines.
Yeah, it says the Elks Lodge is classic. It's the end of an old street. That is right there in Vancouver, off McGilvery. Like I said, I ride by it all the time. So I used to go there with my dad to that bowling alley. So, yeah, they that's the other one too. Is they seem to push that bowling a lot. I feel like bowling is a code word for something else. I feel like that's how they get you in there, and then like, hey, you want to go to the back bowling alley? And now that's where weird things happen. Now I got to do something with the Exalted Ruler and the,
you know, I got to be
honest,
Esteemed
Lecturing Knights there.
That actually makes me want to go more.
To see what goes on.
Well, yeah, because bowling to me is kind of boring.
Yeah.
I mean, I like the drinking part of it.
Yeah.
It's like fishing. I don't really care about fishing or bowling, but I'll drink and do them.
Yeah.
But if you said, hey, there's a little something extra out back here under the Protective Order of Elks, I'm more inclined to go.
You have to get by the Inner Guard. And then once you get by the Inner Guard, then, hey, then you're with Tom, who's you're with the Esquire, and then anything goes.
I'm sorry. I'm a curious fella.
Yeah, that necklace, the Mason thing, man. There's got to be some sort of affiliation with the Masons, right? Because this looks like... It looks like a Mason symbol.
Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Short of what you're saying being true.
Yeah.
Because there was an Elks in Salina when I was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Short of what you're saying being true, let's say it's not, and it's just on the surface.
It's not a weird cult.
No.
It kind of seems like a cult.
Let's just say on the surface, it's what they say it is. They're
seems
very,
like a chill place for dudes and girls.
Yes, they're very charitable. It sounds like the perfect place.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you know, because a lot of people don't have that place outside of home and work.
Yeah.
So, and not everybody's cut out for the country club life. It's a lot of money, and you got to sit and talk about yourself to a bunch of other people.
But it's a place. It sounds like a place to be social that's yours that
yes,
isn't a country club. And
they're also into things being pretty cheap. They're into drinking.
Yeah.
They're into camping,
gambling, swimming,
bowling, gambling,
hot tubs.
What is not to like about the Elks? I'm sorry.
I think
they get it right.
I now have a second invite here because
sound
now,
like a future exalted now, ruler.
So yeah, I've got an invite to the Vancouver Elks, but now this guy says I'm a member of the Milwaukee Elks. How about this? Three bars, pool, gym, basketball court.
Yeah, that's the one my buddy goes to.
Yeah, and he says that he'll show me around if I want. So, problem is, then I got to drive out to Milwaukee. The nice one about the Vancouver one is that's literally like a mile from my place.
Well, I have an in at the Milwaukee one as well. I may join.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm going to join.
Dude, I think it would be phenomenal.
I'll be the
if you became
the officer.
Well, there's lots of them. So we got the exalted ruler, the esteemed leading knight, the esteemed loyal knight, the esteemed lecturing knight, esquire, chaplain, inner guard,
esquire.
You're gonna be the esquire.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Isachi Esquire.
Dude, that'd be phenomenal.
Hell yeah.
I would love to see you in
no loud mufflers allowed. Per
Do you have to ask what the muffler policy, what the muffler policy
no,
is
I'm
at
just
the
gonna,
Club?
I'm on the board. I'm Esquire. You can't have that motorcycle in here, sir. Perhaps you'd be better suited at, I don't know, with the Shriners.
Yeah. By the way, that would be Lodge 142.
I love it. All right. Coming up next, we've got Animal Uprising News. Let's get back on track. This woman got attacked by a gang of otters. And there are photos. She's a bloody mess.
Yeah, I'm siding with the otters. I need to see the body cam footage. I don't like the way we're dragging these otters.
This is the Club on the Fan.
By the way, during the break, I truly believe that Isaac Ropp is going to end up joining
Dude,
the Elks.
We've
Club.
Become Elks people.
Yes. I love this. Well, I mean, Buckley's looking into it over there.
I have looked at least four different Elks Lodge facilities to see which ones near me have the best to offer.
I just think it's my style, man. It's like, I just like the informal nature of it. I also like that it's not expensive. And somebody else said the greatest thing about the Elks is that you get in all of them throughout the whole country. So he said the Hawaii Elks is like next level. I mean, what is not to love?
I just got another message from Dan. Says, I've been inviting you to the Elks for a couple of years.
Well, seriously, tell me what is not to love about the Elks.
I just love that I don't know if I've seen you this excited about something in forever.
Well, I didn't know they had a pool. That's that.
Well, mine doesn't have a pool.
That's important.
Yeah. Mine does not.
Hopefully they have a hot tub. The one in Salina.
Take a Schwitz.
The one in Salina had a golf course.
Yeah. Well, see, imagine if it had that. Like a little pitch and putt sort of thing happening there. A little par three. Well, I mean,
I got arrested for spray painting the sign, but
did you really?
Yeah.
What'd you put on it? Rop was here?
No, I told you that story.
I don't think I know this story.
I was just hanging with some hoodlums, and
yeah, you were a hooligan. How old were you?
16, 17,
oh, yeah.
15.
That's prime jackass age.
Yeah, I was along for the ride, and then we were spray painting stuff, and we spray painted the elk sign. And then we ran off onto the golf course.
Yeah.
Not that golf course, the Muni golf course, which is down the road.
Yeah.
And they still found us out on the golf course. Like, how dumb are we? Like, dude, that's a big...
It's a great place to hide.
Well, it is. It was dark. There's no light. Like, we could have gotten away if we just...
Just be smart, go somewhere, yes. Hide out for an hour, and... Yeah.
And somehow they found us out there and got arrested.
By the way, Dan is in saying that the Kelso Elks has a golf course, which is cool, but then you have to go to Kelso. And I'm not driving to Kelso to play Elks golf.
I find all you Elks delightful. It seems my speed. A jogger has been left bloodied, dazed, and crying.
Yeah, I saw this. Someone sent me this, and the photos on it are kind of terrifying.
After getting mauled by a gang of otters.
Can I also, I got a point of order here. Why is it a gang of otters? Why does it have to be a gang? I feel like we're being unfair to the otters.
Because they ganged up on her.
Well, do we know that?
Yes.
Do we know that she...
Look at her.
Well, first off, she's scantily clad. She was probably asking for it.
No, she's not.
We don't know what sort of otter thing that she was doing. Did she piss off these otters?
And zoologically, you know how different animals have different group names, like a murder of ravens or a pachyderm? It should be, not a gang, but a bevy, a family, a lodge, a romp, or a raft.
Yeah. How about that? How about a family of otters?
Romp of otters.
I don't like the way that we're just naturally assuming that these otters are the bad ones in this story.
There is footage of the water weasels fleeing the scene together after the attack, high-fiving one another with their little otter feet.
It's pretty adorable, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, she's not, I don't know. She
didn't think it was very funny.
No. She's pretty, I mean, they lit her up.
Yeah, they did. There's a lot of blood. Hey, did she die?
No.
Exactly.
No.
Then what are we doing here?
She'll live.
Again,
this was in somewhere in, I think it's in Japan.
I need more, was it Japan?
Where's Saba? SABAH, Wildlife Department. Let's see. I don't know where this is. Anyway, I think it's in Asia.
Hmm. Yeah.
Singapore.
Oh, Singapore. Yeah, I just, I'm not ready to make any judgments. I need to see the body cam footage. We don't know what she was doing. We don't know if the otters were provoked.
Well, there's like 10 of them in the photo.
I'm just saying. I feel like we're jumping to a lot of conclusions about before we know what happened.
They're kind of a weird-looking creature, too, because...
I love the otter.
They're like large rats. And it's a little unsettling, is it not?
But there's some dog-like features to them, so you're like, oh, they're cute little puppies.
I'm sorry. The otter is badass. The otter is like top 10 for me. Like and when
big otter fan.
Well, yeah. Aren't they the star of the zoo show?
Yeah, you go to the zoo.
And like they dunk basketballs and stuff.
Yeah, and then self pleasure themselves and like they hold hands when they sleep so they don't drift apart. They like mate for life.
Are you kidding?
No. In the wild, yes. Especially like around the tide pools.
I'm in love.
When they fall asleep, they will lock hands so that when the tide goes in and out, they don't like drift off to sea and separate. So they just fall asleep holding hands.
Yeah. And if you remove one otter from like the group or the otters become depressed, they form very, very strong bonds.
Wow.
So do we know that this lady didn't like go over and like try to piss off one of the otters, or maybe she tried to I don't like this otter slander.
Screw this lady.
Yes. And like you read through the article and it's just a bunch of like harsh language.
The otters were pretty mean.
It sounds like, at least from an article that I'm reading, that people have noticed a recent change in behavior in the otters once people started feeding them.
Hmm. Ah. That's what it is.
So now they're aggressive because they want your food, and so they're coming for
their spoiled
running lady.
Well, can I ask this then? This lady's running through a family of otters. Did she bring snacks?
Maybe she didn't know she had to or didn't have any sardines at home.
I don't know. What
do you feed an
otter? You're speaking Japanese.
I'm guessing little fishes.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
sea otters eat...
What if I gave them Cheez-Its?
Shellfish, but I don't know about river otters.
You think they'd love it?
Who doesn't love... Who doesn't love Cheetos and other delicious snacks?
Well, I said Cheez-Its.
Cheez-Its. Same thing. Yeah. Yeah, so the otters have visited the park before without incident, and the attack was likely due to a change in behavior, spurred on by people feeding them. I think the otters here...
It's always people's fault, you know?
Always people's fault. Always.
People can ruin anything.
Bingo.
River otters eat fish, crayfish, crabs, frogs, birds, eggs, and other little reptiles such as turtles.
And it does say they're in the same family as the honey badger and the wolverine. So probably what happened is this lady was like, oh, look at this cute little thing of otters. But she didn't bring any tribute to the otters. Probably one of the otters was like, hey, like, where's our snacks? And she was like, stupid otter, and probably kicked at one. And then next thing you know, hey, it's otter time. Yeah, gang of ferocious water frolickers is what they called it. She was bit 26 times.
Dang.
And to say, I actually thought I was going to die. Really? Ow. You thought the otters were going to kill you?
I bet that is scary, though.
What a way to go. Do you think that you'd have the presence of mind to know, oh my God, if they actually finish the job, this is the most embarrassing death ever?
Yeah, probably.
It's pretty bad. You're laying there, they're going for your jugular, and you're like, what if this is how it ends? Otter.
Maybe that gives you the Undertaker moment where you're getting, the otters are winning, and then you realize, wait a minute, these are otters. And then you rise up and kick
and
a
you just
ass.
Go all ham, they're like hanging on your limbs, and you're throwing them off all superhero style.
Yeah.
Someone said, according to the reports they saw on TV, she ate one of them. It's got to be true. They're eating the otters. They're eating the otters.
They're eating the pets.
Had no choice.
She ate the gay otter, so now it's a hate crime.
Was it an alien transgender gay otter?
I think that's what was happening. I think what's happening is that the government is forcing people to pay for the transgender otters' surgeries, and then they're becoming violent and then attacking people.
Well, we got to put them in jail, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, put them in jail. Yee-hoo!
I just appreciate that someone sees an otter attack and like they just start sending it to me. If you're gonna have an otter, like you may have to live with getting bit from time to time. I would run the risk. 100%. Otters are adorable and they can do no wrong in my view. Same thing. Like everyone was like, oh, you're going to get bit by a raccoon. Well, sometimes that happens. I got bit by a monkey. And guess what I did the very next day? I went back to the same monkey sanctuary. You know, man, you go play with fire. Sometimes you're going to get burned. You can't let a little river bite or 26 of them keep you from loving otters.
Vancouver 4 text line says that a group of otters is called a lodge, much like the elks where the fun never ends.
See? It all comes now. If the Elks Lodge had like an otter, like Lazy River, now
or like an otter mascot now thing going on,
yeah. What was that? Like the Buc-ee's, all those service stations, they got an otter as a mascot. Elks wants to get me out there.
Get a live otter,
or a live elk. That'd be kind of cool.
Sure, maybe both. They could be friends,
bouncing around. The otter could ride the elk. It's like an otter, it's an aquatic. Would you say like a ferret, right? Same sort of stuff.
It is kind of a water ferret.
Yeah. But I think because it's in the water, it makes it more adorable. I don't particularly find ferrets to be adorable.
No, they're kind of smelly.
And they kind of freak me out a little bit. But the otter, I'm all about the otter.
Where are there mostly otter? Where? God dang it. Where are most of the otters? Like, where do they live?
Oh, I think they're
well. There's obviously you have sea and river, so depending on that, I mean, like ocean ones. Live.
But are there more sea ones than river ones, or?
Well, I'm sure we can find that out.
Yeah.
I saw river otters when I was golfing last year in Bend. There's river otters around their golf courses.
I think the otter is kind of
just universal.
Yeah, it's
they're
all
like
over.
Birds.
Yeah, I think they're just around.
Warm water, fresh water.
Yeah, I think they're around. Yeah,
cold water.
Yeah, they're right here. So they live in bodies of waters throughout most of North America.
So. Okay, but only North America?
I think it is a North American animal, yes. Although this one was over in Asia, so...
Yeah, I'm seeing here river otters. There's an estimated 100,000 in North American rivers, but they're also found in Europe, Asia, Africa, and South America.
Yeah, they're everywhere. But we have the North American river otter as opposed to the Eurasian river otter. Yeah, they're everywhere.
Well, I'll tell you, these otters over there in Asia are not to be messed with.
They're not messing around.
90% of the world's sea otters live in coastal Alaska.
Okay, there we go. Alaska.
And a lot of the Northwest.
90% of sea otters live in Alaska?
Yeah, it says historically there were between 150 and 300,000 sea otters in the Pacific Rim, with 90% around coastal Alaska.
Someone is saying that there's a disturbing amount of otter attack videos on the interwebs. And,
really?
I guess we know what we're doing during break.
I'm heading there right now, and yes, it does. It does appear. They've got one of an otter fighting a monkey.
Wow.
I'm a huge fan of animals fight vids.
Yeah.
Like in the, you know, have you ever seen those safari vids where it's like, you know, I don't know, like let's say it's a python.
Yeah.
And then he's trying to eat the
gator
deer,
or something.
And then the deer mom comes along, and there's a badger, and then the badger gets snatched by an alligator.
I'm all about it.
And then the hippo comes along and stomps them all with his little hippo feet.
Yeah.
Those are so awesome.
This lady got attacked in Montana. This lady, she got her ass kicked.
Was that by an otter?
Yeah, it was by an otter. Mm. Yeah, she...
Rough.
I did not know that otters were this vicious.
Sea otters, two or three times the size of river otters, I'm learning.
Mm. Well, it turns out that, you know, we do this a lot with, like, it's a cute little animal. No, it's a wild animal. It will it'll rip your face off.
Well, people think dolphins are all pretty and beautiful and sleek, and they are the jerks of the marine world.
Well, they're all rapey.
Yes, they are.
They rape everything. They rape other dolphins. They rape other marine life.
They
rape people. Yeah, the otter is the sexual pervert of the animal kingdom. It doesn't take no for an answer. But apparently, yeah, apparently otters are a... And I'm sure what happens is, like, and I probably would do this too, is, like, you see an otter, you're like, oh, my God, that's adorable, and you go over to pet it, and it's like, ah! And then it just starts biting the hell out of you.
Have you seen the giant otters of the Amazon rainforest?
No, but I'm on board.
They grow as long as 8 feet.
What?
Yeah. Go look at those things, man.
Kick ass.
They're huge.
Well, that's kind of terrifying, to be honest with you, though.
Yeah, they eat little kids.
Oh, yeah, I got a giant otter versus a caiman.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm looking at one. Yeah, one eating like a baby crocodile or caiman or something.
It looks like a small hippo.
It says they're apex predators out there.
Oh, my God.
Wow, they are related to the honey badger.
Boy, I'll tell you what, this is just another reason why you don't go into the Amazon.
That's why it's good to be a sloth way up there in those trees.
Yeah, messing with, yeah. I mean, think about that, dude. Everything in the Amazon's going to kick your ass, including the damn otter.
8 feet? Think about that.
That's a big
otter. That thing's like...
Yeah, that's enormous.
That, if you lay down on the ground, that otter's got you by 2 feet. That's crazy.
Dude, I'm watching a video right now of a giant otter kicking the hell out... Well, actually, there's like three or four otters that are kicking the hell out of this gator.
It seems like they work well in teams, too. Smart little buggers.
They're like velociraptors. It's not the otter that you see. It's the two that you don't see.
Clever girl.
Freaking otters.
Hey, if you're sharing misinformation, you might be crazy. A new study. Next, here's Buck.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I've often said that, you know, anytime you work with the general public for any length of time,
yeah,
unless you're a truly special human, you will become bitter and hate people.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because they're awful.
Mm-hmm.
And you always talk about how, like, the average American, like, we way overestimate the average American.
100%. Like, you think that the people that are around you are the average Americans, and they're just not.
That is never more on display than when they, like last night, I went home and got caught up on the debate stuff,
mm-hmm.
and I was watching some of the coverage, and they have those focus groups,
yeah,
where they have 12 people just sitting there, or however many people just sitting there.
And they buzz, like...
Well, just they have a reporter asking them questions about, well, what do you think, or what did, you know, this is... Those people are so shockingly dumb. Yeah. It reiterates that point of, and these are you know, regular people.
Yep.
But the things they say, it's like, what?
It's shocking.
That's what you think?
Yes.
At any rate, we have a year here where there are 60 national elections across the globe.
Okay.
So, technically, half of the world's population is heading to the polls at some point in 2024.
Makes sense.
But one of the themes amongst a lot of the people that were talking last night, at least that I saw, was that nobody really knows what's true and what isn't.
I wonder. Well, whatever side you're on, realize that no one answers a question, ever.
No.
In any of these debates.
Well, and it's easy to see why no one knows what's true and what isn't. That said, it doesn't take a whole lot of research to, you know, but you do have to, I don't know, you just have to be more... cognizant of what they're telling you and where it comes from, and you got to go look it up.
It's so dangerous, though, because you can say anything like, oh, I don't know, illegal immigrants are eating people's pets, and you have millions of people that are going to be like, well, I heard, what's this about? I heard someone eating pets. I mean, even my own gal last night was like, what is this thing about people eating pets? And I was like, what? And she goes, I heard something about people. I was like, oh, my God. And that's how it starts. And then, like, even someone on the text line was like, hey, he's not crazy. There's a video of an illegal alien eating someone's pet. No. There was a woman, an American citizen, who has mental health issues that, yes, killed her neighbor's cat. and then had a meltdown and started eating, like chewing on it, and the police showed up and then arrested her. And somehow that turned into roving bands of illegals from Haiti showing up and murdering people's pets and eating them for food. And there are millions of people that believe that horse crap.
So
it's stunning to me.
So there's a study out regarding this, and you know, we've got, there's various levels of this.
Yes.
And yes, it is a problem when one of the candidates is spewing this more than the other one. Like, it's just, it's like not even comparable, the amount of lies that one of our candidates is telling, right? It's like you can't even, like, it's just, I just assume everything's a lie.
They're eating the dogs.
Even if I don't know, I just assume it is.
We'll execute the baby.
There's another one.
But the unstoppable spread of misleading content is, you know, social media is really helping this along, but it's also damaging trust in legitimate news organizations, and it can lead to real social unrest.
Yeah.
I mean, see your insurrection where you were out there with your folk.
Yeah, it's up there getting it done.
So this raises the question, why do people continue to share misinformation? Mm. To investigate, a team from the University of Westminster surveyed almost 2,000 U.S. residents to better understand why social media users choose to actively spread false information, knowingly or not.
Okay.
They found those who do often display positive... schizophrenic tendencies, okay?
Okay.
It's a set of personality traits that include paranoia, suspicion, and disrupted thinking patterns. It has also been shown to predict the emergence of psychiatric disorders on the schizophrenia spectrum. So you're crazy.
That
can be right. And is right.
So there's just millions of people out there that are just badass crazy.
Well, yes. Yes.
See, I don't...
The study was led by Professor Tom Buchanan.
Huh.
And it split them into one of four studies. The first used an online survey to explore personality traits such as contentiousness, decision-making style, user self-reported tendencies to share false information. The second expanded on this, looking at participants' motivations for sharing false information, such as activism, manipulation, or for entertainment.
Yeah.
In the third study, participants whose individual differences and motivations were surveyed viewed a series of true and false political headlines and were asked to indicate whether they would consider sharing each and whether they thought each was truthful. And the fourth, they assessed real posts on Twitter/X,
sure,
posted by participants to determine if the factors identified in the previous studies could be associated with the sharing of false material. Mm. In every study, the results showed that positive is related to sharing false information both accidentally and deliberately.
Mm.
The team suggested this may be because that condition is associated with decision-making based more on intuition and sometimes biases rather than reflective or deliberate thought, but noted that the mechanism could be more complex than that.
Hmm. See, that's way deeper. I just always assumed...
I mean, that's pretty... I'm sorry, but if you followed all that, which troubling. I get it's kind of hard to follow,
yeah,
that is really troubling.
Yeah, it is. It really, really is. I've never thought about it that deep. I just was kind of always under the idea of forever and ever, and it starts when we're kids, we're just taught to believe what you hear, right? Like, we all have that. When you were a kid, you were told stuff by your parents, you were told stuff by your teachers, whether it's, history lessons or, your mom thought, I always made this one when my late wife, she believed when our kids were little that giving them orange juice made them hyperactive. I was like, what? because her mom told her that, right? Or anytime you're raised in a certain religion, or you're raised to, you know, whatever, if you're raised by a bunch of racists, chances are you grow up and have that sort of belief. And so I just think in nature, we're taught to believe what we hear, especially, you know, when it comes from like a news source. It used to be growing up, if you heard something on the news, you were like, well, that's true. I heard it on the news. And now there's so much news out there and there's so much information. It's just floating around and no one wants to take the time to actually look into it or whatever. So all it takes for someone to believe something is to hear it from someplace. And especially if you have a preconceived bias towards it, you grab it out of the air. And then next thing you know, that's true. You tell it to someone else. And if you hear something from three or four places, you're like, oh, yeah, I keep hearing that. And you're like, well, it must be true.
Well, I think the bottom line here is that people are crazier than we think. You know?
It's possible.
I don't think it's possible. It's true. Well, and there are varying degrees of that.
Yeah.
But we just, I mean, people are insane.
Yes. And I don't know how you combat that.
And this is a telltale sign. I don't know either. Yeah. I don't know either. And I think this is part of what some political types tap into.
Yeah.
They know this.
Yeah.
Dumb and crazy. It's a bad combo.
It works,
I guess.
And
they tap into it.
It works. That's do we have something? Can I go back to the otter thing? Because now...
An just, otter sea station.
It's just depressing.
Nah, I see what you did.
That was from the Vancouver Ford text line. Credit to that listener.
I need something uplifting. Yeah, I've heard the Earth is flat and the moon landing was fake. That's true.
The Earth is not flat.
It's not what I heard.
But the moon landing was fake.
Oh, okay.
How about that?
One of those two.
Does that throw you for a curveball? Or wait.
Well, now
was
we're
that in, a curveball?
And now we're into the Aaron Rodgers, Joe Rogan types that. Anything that is believed by the masses can't be true. So there's a whole other thing now is that we've swung the pendulum the other way so much where it used to believe that we would believe any crap that we were told. And now there's a whole group of people that anything that they hear from, quote, mainstream media or a mainstream, you know, group of people, groupthink, that's not right. It was then you get into the Aaron Rodgers, the intellectual. He's the what's his thing? He's
like enlightened or like
no. What was the name of his?
The Enigma.
The Enigma, because like he's done his own research. Therefore, you know, he feels bad for the unwashed masses. And then once you go down that road, and if you do uncover, you know, something that's you know that you've been lied to about, or that's been you've been misled or manipulated, which happens all the time. If one of those things is true, then by God, they're all true.
Yeah, you should definitely believe the rest of them because one of them was true.
Yeah, if I'm right about something so insane once, the other 99 insane
imagine
things.
Imagine what
I
other
think,
stuff that's also insane also exists.
But you know what I think is a bigger problem too, just to wrap this up, is we could all be duped or believe something that maybe isn't true or make a mistake, perhaps, in voting for a certain candidate or whatever, right?
Absolutely.
We can all do that. Mm-hmm. I think the real problem is that a lot of people can't admit when they're wrong.
Oh, yeah, you dig in
right?
your heels no matter
you
what.
You dig in, and that's the problem. If you just did a little homework.
Yeah. There's no more like, well, you know, that's a good point.
You know
I can
what?
See it that
Actually,
way.
Actually, I was wrong.
Because it's become like the ultimate weakness to say that you've changed your opinion. Mm-hmm. I'm the first one to do this. Like, I thought that legalizing drugs was a great idea.
It's worked in some
Yeah, and I just,
countries.
I like the idea of personal freedoms and, hey, man, knock yourself out and you want to do this, you want to do that, you want to take a bunch of pills, you want, you know, hey, none of my business, you do you, boo. Well, it turns out, I was wrong. Turns out that's a terrible, terrible idea. And I'm like, yeah, what idiot thought of that? I'm like, oh, wait, this one. But you can't say that anymore. You literally can't say that what I, or even admit that, hey, I can do better at something, or we tried this, it didn't work out. I wish I could go back and do it again because I think I would do it differently this time. It's like you're no longer allowed in any sort of public forum to admit mistakes, faults, growth, any of that. You're either all the way right or you're all the way wrong. And it's you're so right. It's just it's the digging in of the heels, or if new information becomes available, I thought this, and then somewhere down the line, someone, you know, I was able to figure this out, and it made me, you know, rethink my stance, and I'd like to move a little more this way. And they're like, ah, you're terrible. It's just unbelievable.
Hey, good times.
Yeah, can I go back to the otters? And I need something adorable. Do you have like an adorable story about like a squirrel water skiing, or like an owl that saved a little boy? Or
are you a white noise sleeper?
Yes, 100%.
Ooh,
I got a fan.
Okay, then I have something for you.
We have audio for you.
Yeah, we have audio for you.
I love the fan,
and it involves sports. Next on the fan. Okay, I think I'm gonna put you to sleep. All right, you ready to be put to sleep? You said you're a white noise sleeper.
Love it. I've got a fan, and it is a must. I even like to open the window at night just because I like the sounds of outside.
There is something called sleep baseball.
Okay,
and it is. It's basic. They call it the Northwoods Baseball Radio Network, and it is a full-length fake baseball game. And I'm going to play a little bit for you because it is designed to be white noise and put you to sleep.
Ooh, I'm on board. All right.
And crew chief Dave Walder has signaled that it's time to play ball. So this exhibition contest is underway here at Pumpkin Center Memorial Field. Schmitty Diaz will step in against Philip Jeffries. Lefty against lefty.
You tell me you won't fall asleep?
100%. Where do I find this?
Sleepbaseball.com.
This is phenomenal.
And they have multiple game games.
And Jeffries' pitch. Fastball in there for a called strike one. The 0-1.
It's so soothing.
Bender runs inside. One ball, one strike.
It's like the audio version of watching golf on your couch in the morning.
A little bit.
Yes.
There's no yelling.
No.
No commercials.
No, just, and it's the constant crowd noise that I love.
It's a steady hum of, it's baseball radio ASMR. That's what it is.
The 1-1.
This.
Like it is,
even as we're just sitting here, I find it very, very soothing, which is, I needed this after the.
So go to sleepbaseball.com, or you can get it anywhere you get your podcast.
That was 90 seconds, and we only got two pitches into the game.
Yeah,
so.
I
think it were three, weren't there?
After the stupid 1-1 cat-dog thing. I needed that. I needed something to calm down the old blood pressure.
I kind of wanted to see what Schmitty Diaz was going to do. But
Sorry I didn't include more for you there.
That was the Toma Tigers and the Pumpkin Center River Cats.
Oh, I love it.
Or at least that's the latest one. But yeah, you can anywhere you get your podcasts, you can get that. And if you're a white noise person, that may help you.
Yeah, there's an app that I have. I forget the name of it, but you can build your own scenario. So I think we've talked about this, but there's like 30 backgrounds. So there's a train, there's an airplane, there's a campfire, there's the woods, there's an ocean, there's a river. So you start with that as your background, and then you can, there's like 50 other sound effects that you can sprinkle in. So if you want to pick like a river, but then you want an owl in the background, you can put an owl and you can, how
kind
often?
Kind of overlay them all and then you have a big combo mashup.
You build your own and it is incredible. I absolutely love it.
What a delight.
Yes. Night. I want to go home and take a nappy.
All right, guys. It's going to do it. At least I think.
Hey, 3-4 pub beers. Some, I can drink during the baseball game, right?
No, I didn't tell you that part. They will come into your house and take away all your booze. What? Of course.
Have a couple beers. Listen to that. Sit in my favorite chair. I'm out.
Dan Lanning, a part of our show tomorrow. Coach's show is next. We're back tomorrow, 3-7 on The Fan. Good night.
I have concepts of a plan.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.